According to the South Florida Sun Sentinel, top Florida Democrats are looking into hiring a private accounting firm and a direct mail house to send ballots to 4 million Democratic voters so they can choose between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama as their presidential nominee. The campaign is being pushed by Florida's senior Democrat, Senator Bill Nelson, a superdelegate who supports Hillary Clinton. Today in Tampa, at a gathering of the Democratic Professionals Council at Mise en Place, there was little public enthusiasm for such a redo by mail. Al Fox is an Obama supporter, and he says Florida delegates should not be counted.
The rules were made, and the rules were followed, and now some people want to change the rules. It's just that simple. They're not going to be seated. There's not going to be another vote. There's not going to be another recount. And the people that are pushing this are all Hillary supporters or Republicans that want Hillary to be the Democratic nominee because they feel that she's the only one that John McCain can beat.
Farouk Mehta, also an Obama supporter, agrees that the rules are the rules. He also agrees with one proposal previously floated by advocates for the frontrunner, which is to ignore the results in January, in which Hillary Clinton ran up a 38-delegate advantage, and make it a 50-50 split of delegates for both candidates.
I think it was stupid in the first place for the Florida Democratic Party and our elected officials to go along with moving the primary date up, knowing that this was going to happen. You know, we already knew it was going to happen, I think, at least 6 to 9 months before it happened, and we knew the delegates weren't going to count. And the DNC sanctioned us. I think that was a mistake as well. But, you know, everything happened, and now we can't go back and erase it because one candidate wants to see delegates because they're trailing behind the other ones. So
Kristen Preslamick says she's conflicted about what to do.
I see a number of different sides as far as it's hard to seat them if the rules of the Democratic Party are not to seat them if they've jumped the gun as far as the primary date. Whereas, at the same time, you are, in effect, disenfranchising voters of Florida who turned out in record numbers that they haven't turned out in previous primaries.
Some Democrats questioned by WMNF said that the debate about the delegates was not at the forefront of what they're trying to accomplish. Susan Smith heads up the Northwest Hillsborough Democrats.
It just is something that I have personally had no control over, so I haven't worried about it. I'm trying to reassure voters that they do count, they do matter, and the way to matter is to get to work and get this Democrat, whoever it is, elected, and concentrate more on party building than on what's going on at the top of the ticket.
Obama supporter Sharon Semick says she was also ambivalent about the vote-by-mail proposal, but she does think it could be a great organizing tool for Democrats.
If the Democratic Party actually runs the mail-in and we can get people's updated addresses and emails and telephone numbers, the problem is, as somebody who's been organizing in our community, the lists that we have now from the Board of Elections are clearly outdated. A lot of times we call and we have wrong numbers and people move. And I am concerned that lower-income residents or people that rent, renters aren't going to be, will get wind up getting underrepresented unless they organize the officers like they say they're going to do.
The editor and publisher of the trilingual weekly newspaper, La Gaceta, Patrick Mantega, is a Hillary Clinton supporter. He's firmly of the opinion that the results of the January 29th primary should count, period.
First of all, I don't think we're going to do a revote. I don't think it's possible. I think it's a pipe dream. I think it's wishful thinking. You know, I don't want Florida votes to count because they're for Barack or they're for Hillary. I just want them to count because I voted, I'm a Democrat, and I have the right to have my vote counted. I think my party owes it to me. And, you know, in this district that we're standing in here right now, Congressional District 11, Barack won that district. So this is going to be his delegates he's not seating. Congressional District up the street, 9, those were Hillary delegates. So, you know, both sides lose out here. If the delegates, I mean, if the candidates are so worried about winning their election and are willing to disenfranchise all of Florida to do it, so be it. But I think that's hurtful in the long run.
Former Tampa City Councilman Bob Buckhorn also supports Clinton. He applauds Senator Nelson's efforts, but doesn't think the mail revote will happen.
We've got some very wealthy folks, Democrats, who have agreed to try and raise money for it, which is, you know, an interesting prospect of an election. You know, the election may look like a NASCAR vehicle with stickers all over it. I mean, this election brought to you by, you know, John Corzine or George Soros. I'm not sure you can make it work. I'm not sure the state is ready for a mail-in ballot process. I mean, Oregon did it a number of years ago, but it was 10 years in the making. It's a mess. I mean, it's just a mess, and it's a self-made mess. And unfortunately, as Floridians, we suffer. And we look once again like fools in the eyes of the world.
Last week, Pulitzer Prize-winning author and Harvard professor Samantha Power resigned as an unofficial advisor to the Obama campaign after she called Hillary Clinton a monster to a Scottish newspaper. And over the weekend, the first woman candidate to be vice president, former New York Congresswoman Geraldine Ferraro, seemed to diminish Barack Obama by saying that if he was a white man, he would not be in this position. She told a Southern California newspaper, quote, "And if he was a woman of any color, he would not be in this position. He happens to be very lucky to be who he is, and the country is caught up in the concept." A Clinton spokesman today said they disagreed with that remark. Nevertheless, it shows how high the emotions are for this unprecedented race. WMNF asked Bob Buckhorn if he was concerned that with the fight for the nomination not over by a long shot, does he worry that the Democrats may blow what was considered to be a golden opportunity to take over the White House after 8 years?
I mean, every utterance, every attack, every slanderous negative ad will be fodder for the Republicans on the other side. They will be documenting it. They will throw it back in the Democrats' face in the general election. Every weakness will be exposed on the Democratic side. This is a year Democrats can and should win. I mean, we're right on the issues. We're right where the country is. People are tired of the Bush administration and Bush policies. John McCain has embraced those. He has wrapped himself around them. That's a tough argument to make in this case. But if we as Democrats get into that circular firing squad and shoot it ourselves, shame on us. Because the end result will be, we may be right, but we're going to lose.